God. Galatians chapter 2:20. Let's all read together. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
我们一起读，用粤语或者国语一同。 我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。感谢神赐我他的话语，请坐。May you be seated.
Today's sermon title is, Are You Living the Resurrected Life? 你是否活出復活的生命? Thank Pastor Scott.
He's risen.
他已经复活了。
Amen.
Amen.
He's risen indeed.
他的确是复活了。
And, you know, I look forward to the day when all the whole creation will be changed.
我很期盼那一天我见到所有受造之物都改变。
And I found this, this image someone sent to me. If you can see the empty tomb here.
我看到有人寄给我一张图片，我不知道你可以看到这个空坟墓。
You see, Jesus is the one who's risen.
耶稣是那位已经复活的。You
notice the other names there.
你有没有看到其他的名字？
You see, they're still in the ground.
他们都还在土里头。There's
one man who's conquered death.
只有一位他战胜了死亡。This
man literally, bodily, historically, came back from the dead.
这一个人呢，他真正在历史上头，他身体而且确实完全的复活。
There's only one man who has been able to die and come back and now lives forever.
只有这么一位人，这么一个人呢，他曾经死了，可是又复活了，而且永远活着。If
somebody raised from the dead never to die again, we should probably pay attention to this man.
如果有人死了，而且复活了，而且从来没有再死，而且一直永远活着，我们应该对这个人多花一点注意力在他身上。
And see, this is why we're here this morning.
这是为什么我们今天来到这里。
If Jesus did not literally, bodily, historically rise from the dead, I don't know what we're doing here.
如果耶稣不是真正的身体的复活的话，我不知道我们今天在这里做什么。
This is not a social club.
这里不是一个社区，一个社团。
If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, we have better things to do with our time.
如果耶稣基督没有复活的话，今天我们可能可以做一些更好的事。
In fact, there's a wonderful pancake restaurant down the street.
那这个街头这边有一个挺好的一个 pancake 一个餐厅。
I don't know if Chinese like pancakes. Do you like?
我不知道中国人喜不喜欢那个 pancake.
But you know. The reason we're here is because we worship a risen, glorified Lord and Savior.
我们来到今天来到这里敬拜的目的，就是因为我们敬拜这位已经复活了、荣耀的君王。
And Jesus is coming back again.
耶稣还会再回来。
And I look forward to when He comes and He changes this whole world.
我真的期盼当他再回来的时候，看到他改变这整个世界。
And I love some of the descriptions in the Bible of what Jesus' coming again will look like.
我很喜欢这个圣经里面提到说，耶稣再回来的时候，到底会成什么样子？
Check out this passage from Isaiah chapter 11.
我们看一下以赛亚书这段经文，以赛亚书第十一章。
The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion, and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw with the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
以赛亚书第十一章六到九节，豺狼必与绵羊羔同居，豹子与山羊羔同卧，少壮狮子与牛犊并肥畜同群，小孩子要牵引他们，牛必与熊同食，牛犊必与小熊同卧，狮子必吃草与牛一样，吃奶的孩子必玩耍在毁蛇的洞口，断奶的婴儿也必按手在毒蛇的穴上，在我圣山的片处，这一切都不伤人不害物，因为认识耶和华的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一般。
Now I wouldn't recommend to my son to put his hand in a cobra's nest.
我大概不会建议我现在我儿子把他的手放在那个毒蛇的那个洞口。
That's not a good idea.
这现在来做这件事，这不是一个很好的
建议。However, when Jesus comes back to this world, we can play with the snake, and the snake will be our friend.
那可是当耶稣再回来的时候，我们可以跟毒蛇玩，毒蛇会是我们的朋友。
See, we've never seen anything like this in our life.
在我们的生命当中，我们从来没有看到像这样子的一个景况。
In fact, look at this next slide.
那我们看到下一张那个图片。
This is what we know.
这个是我们所知道的。
All right, if you're ever watching, you know, PBS, the documentaries, the nature show.
如果你有看过那些公共电视啊，或者是那个国家地理杂志的这些节目的话。
And sometimes you feel really bad.
那有时候你觉得很糟，感觉很糟。
You're like, oh no, the cheetah is gonna catch these deer.
你想说哇，这个豹要去抓到这些鹿了。
Like, and then you almost don't want to watch it.
那你都不太想看。
Oh, I know the cheetah has to eat to survive.
你知道这些那个花豹需要去吃，就要去捕猎动物的，就要去吃才能够生存。
It's like you almost don't want your children to watch the nature show.
可是你很有时候你会想说，不要你的孩子去看这些这个自然生态的节目。
Because it's death.
因为你看到死亡
It's suffering for the poor deer.
那对于这个鹿来讲的话，他们是受害的。
It's not a pretty picture.
看起来不是一个很美的一个画面。
But you know, originally, when God first created this world, that didn't happen.
可是你知道，当神创造这个世界的时候，并不是这样子的。
Chaos and death.
所有的混乱跟死亡
are a result of our sin against God.
都是因为我们对神，我们在神面前，我们犯了罪之后的结果。
And one day.The cheetah will be the deer's friend.
那但是有一天，这个花豹会是这个鹿的朋友。
And there'll be no more pain or suffering in this world when Jesus comes back.
当耶稣再回来的时候，这个地上再也没有眼泪，再也没有伤痛。
Look at Revelation chapter 21.
所以我们看看启示录第二十一章。
I love this description. It says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more."And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore,For the former things have passed away.
在启示录二十一章一到四节，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那边从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座上出来说：“看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。”神要除去他们一切，擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
I look forward to the day when Jesus comes back and He will be present bodily with us.
我真的很期盼这一天，耶稣基督会再回来，他就在我们面前，实实在在的在我们面前。
And we'll have our new glorious resurrected body.
而且我们也都会有这个新的、很荣耀的一个复活的身体。
Now, I just look forward to the day when He will wipe our tears from our eyes.
我也期待的那一天，他会擦干我的眼泪。
There'll be no more pain.
再也不会有疼痛。
No more suffering.
再也不会有这些悲伤的事。
And just as Pastor Tan prayed, some of us are suffering right now in this room.
就像刚刚陈牧师所祷告的，我们在座的场弟兄姐妹朋友，有一些人，你现在正在遭遇一些苦难。
But for all those who belong to Christ,
但是我们这些属于耶稣基督的人
one day. the suffering will be over.
有一天这些痛苦都会被抹去。
He will give us perfect bodies.
他会给我们一个完美的身体。
There'll be no more suffering.
再也不会有苦难。
No more pain.
再也没有痛苦。
And we're going to be complete with Christ forever.
我们会在神面前会让我们完全，而且我们会在神面前永远的跟他在一起。
Come, Lord Jesus, Amen.
来，耶稣赶快来 ，Amen.
Amen. I pray that He comes today.
我祷告他今天就来。
But if he doesn't come today, I want to encourage you today, we still can live the resurrected life right now.
即使他今天没有来，但是我还是鼓励大家，我们可以过一个复活的生命的样式的生活。
In fact, I want to encourage you today, the Bible really says we are in spiritually resurrected right now. We are resurrected now.
圣经其实告诉我们，我们现在就已经在灵里面已经复活了，我们已经有一个复活的属灵生命。
For all those who have Christ as Savior, and as our Lord, we are resurrected spiritually.
如果耶稣基督是我们的救主，我们的主，我们在灵里面已经复活了。
For all those who have placed our faith in Christ for the forgiveness of sins,
当我们相信耶稣基督，他为我们付上了罪的代价。
God's Holy Spirit indwells us and has brought us to life.
神的圣灵已经在我们心里面，他让我们有一个新的生命。
So we can live the resurrected life today.
所以我们今天就可以过一个复活的生命。
Ephesians chapter 2 says this.
以弗所书第二章这么说。
But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with Him, and seated us with Him.In the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
以弗所书第二章四到六节，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。我们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
And see, this is what Pastor Tan preached about on Friday.
这是陈牧师礼拜五晚上的信息里面所说的。
This is why Jesus came to die for our sins.
这是为什么耶稣基督来到地上来替我们的罪而死。
We cannot get to God on our own.
我们自己没有办法到神的面前。
God is so holy and pure.
因为神是那么的圣洁完美。
He's perfectly good.
他是那么完美。
God hates evil.
所以神他厌恶罪恶，厌恶邪恶。
Thank the Lord that God hates evil.
我们感谢神，他恨恶这邪恶。
And He will get rid of all evil one day.
他有一天会把这地上一切的恶都除掉。
The problem is, God says we all have sinful, evil hearts on the inside.
但是神也告诉我们说，我们每一个人在我们心里头都有一个罪的内心。
And we can't be around God. We can't be in His presence because we're evil and He's holy.
但是因为我们的罪，我们没有办法到神的面前，因为我们有罪。我们是恶的，但是神却是圣洁的。
But God loved us so much that He would send His Son to be the payment for our sins.
但是神爱我们到底，他竟然差他的独生爱子来到这个地上，为我们的罪付上这个代价。
Jesus never sinned.
耶稣从来没有犯罪。
But as Pastor Tan preached on Friday, He got on that cross to pay for my sin.
但就像陈牧师礼拜五晚上所说的，他。到十字架上，死在十字架上，为了要付你跟我罪的代价。
See, God is just, and His character requires Him to punish sin.
神是公义的，所以他的自己本质，他必须要惩罚罪恶。
And God punished His Son on my behalf.
神惩罚他自己的儿子，为的是来救赎我们。
In fact, for all those who believe in Jesus, He has punished your sins, but on His Son.
我们所有的相信神的人，神在他自己儿子身上，让他的儿子为我们的罪付上了代价。
And Jesus did it willingly.
耶稣是乐意的，为我们摆上他的生命。
Because Jesus wanted to save a people for himself for eternity.
因为耶稣他要拯救属于他的人，把拯救到永恒。
And since Christ was perfect, He was the perfect substitution for me.
耶稣是完美的，所以他是我们完美的代赎。
You see, I should be on the cross.
我应该在十字架上。
But Christ got up there for me.
但是耶稣却在上了十字架，替我而上十字架。
And the Father accepted His Son's perfect sacrifice.
而我们的天父他接受他儿子所摆上这个完美的献祭。
And because He was the perfect sacrifice, He didn't stay dead.
但是因为他是这个完美的祭物，所以他没有一直在死亡当中。
And Jesus came back to life. He came back today. What we're celebrating Resurrection Sunday, Jesus came back, coming back alive, never to die again.
耶稣没有停留在死亡当中，他复活了，这是我们今天来到这里敬拜庆祝的原因。他从死里面复活，而且永远活着。
And Jesus says you can be forgiven of your sins.
耶稣说你也可以，你的罪也可以得到赦免。
But you have to repent of your sins. And say, I'm sorry, Lord. I know I'm a sinner.
但是你需要认自己的罪，你要到神面前说，主啊，我错了，我是个罪人。
And you have to say, I believe that Jesus died for my sins.
而且你必须要相信说，耶稣基督替我的罪而死。
And I commit to Jesus as my Lord and Savior.
那我愿意来到神面前，接受耶稣基督为我个人的主，而且个人的救主。
And I believe He will resurrect my body to be with Him for eternity because of my faith in Him.
我也相信，因为我的信，我相信有一天耶稣基督会让我一个复活的身体，我会跟他永远在一起。
And you see, this is all, as Ephesians says in verse 4, this is all mercy and grace.
那就像以弗所书这边说的，这边都是他的恩典跟他的慈爱。
We don't deserve God's love.
我们一点都不配神的爱。
We are sinners.
我们都是罪人。
But God loved us so much that He sent Jesus for us.
但是神这么爱我们，他差遣他的爱子耶稣基督来为了我们的缘故。
Once we who have believed in Christ, once we believed, in verse 5 it says we've been made alive. We're alive now.
就像第五节这边说了，当我们一旦信了以后，他就叫我们与基督一同活过来。
And Paul says that Jesus has, God has seated us in heaven with the Father.
而且保罗这边说我们已经耶稣一同复活，我们到时候会跟基督一样一同坐在天上。
Now some of you are like, this doesn't look like heaven.
That doesn't look like
this doesn't look like heaven. You just said I'm in heaven with Jesus.
然后说这个看起来不像太阳，不像是天堂，就说我才说我跟天堂跟耶稣一直坐在天上。
Well, when I'm home with my wife, it's heaven.
当我回家跟我太太在一起的时候，那就是天堂。
She's not in the room right now, so just tell her I said that.
这个师母今天不在这里，所以告诉她那个 Pastor Scott 这么说。
No, but all joking aside, right? This world doesn't look like heaven. What does Paul mean?
当然这是开玩笑，不过这个世界看起来好像不是天堂，所以保罗说什么呢？
We are spiritually united to Jesus. He's in heaven now. We're united to Him through the Spirit.
耶稣现在在天上，我们的在灵里面跟耶稣已经一起联合了。
And what defines us is that we are now part of the heavenly world.
所以意思是什么呢？我们现在已经属于这个天上这个世界的一部分。
Paul also writes in the book of Philippians.
保罗也写了腓立比书。
He says this, our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like His glorious body, by the power that enables Him even to subject all things to Himself.
腓立比书三章二十二十一节说，我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
You see, God has brought our dead hearts alive.
神把我们这个死的心复活过来。
We've been spiritually raised on the inner person.
所以我们才内在，我们已经，我们的属灵生命已经复活了。
And we are citizens of heaven.
我们是属于天上的子民。
And here's what I want you to remember today.
我希望你今天能够记得这一点。
And I heard one pastor say this.
我记得有一个牧师这么说。
Become who you already are.
那你成为你本应，你已经是，已经成为的。
We've been saved.
我们已经得到拯救。
We've been forgiven.
我们已经罪已经得到赦免。
We've been spiritually resurrected.
我们属灵灵里面已经复活了。
Our eternity is secure in Jesus.
我们的永恒，我们的永生已经在耶稣基督里面已经确定了。
Now let's live like that.
所以我们现在活出一个像我们已经得到这个生命一样的生活。
Let us become as a church more and more people who more and more like people who look like.Jesus.
所以我们整个教会，我们大家，我们也越来越多人，越来越活着像耶稣一样。
Let us live a resurrected life now.
所以我们现在就过一个复活的生命。
See, our old sinful person has died with Jesus.
我们的老我，我们的旧人，已经跟耶稣基督一同钉死在十字架上。
Paul writes in Galatians 2:20.
保罗在加拉太书第二章二十节。
I've been crucified with Christ.It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and He gave Himself for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
See, when you and I believed in Jesus, we spiritually were there with Jesus at the cross.
所以当你跟我，我们一旦相信耶稣基督，我们就是灵里面，我们跟耶稣基督一同在这个十字架上。
See, it's like if this were Samuel, you got to think of yourself as being nailed to the cross when you believed in Christ.
所以你跟我一样，你要想想看，我们就跟耶稣基督一样，我们一同被钉在十字架上。
And your old person has been done away with.
我们的老我，我们的旧人已经被钉死。
And now Jesus has brought a resurrected heart, an inner soul, an inner person to us to live for God.
神已经复活了我们的心，我们的内在，我们的灵，让我们可以跟神一同在一起。
And the Holy Spirit, God Himself, indwells us.
而这个圣灵，祂住内住在住在我们里面。
So live the resurrected life now.
所以过一个带着复活生命的生活。
Look at Paul writes. Paul writes also in Romans 6.
在罗马书第六章，保罗也这么说。
Do you not know that all of us who've been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were buried therefore with Him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life.
罗马书第六章三到四节，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父荣耀从死里复活一样。
See, next week we're gonna do a baptism in this room.
所以下个礼拜我们这边有浸礼。
We're gonna fill up our little pool over here.
我们有一个浸礼池，我们会装满了水。
And many of you have seen the active baptism.
那很多人在这里也见证过一个浸礼。
And so we're gonna take the individual and we're going to put them under the water and bring them back up.
所以要接受浸礼的人，我们会把他放到水里头，再把他拉起来。
And of course, many of you know baptism represents our dying to our old way and our being brought resurrected back to life.
很多人也知道这个浸礼的象征意义是我们每一个人像我们的老我死了，然后又有一个新我活起来。
And see what God is saying to us is this has already happened for the Christian in our hearts.
那但是这边告诉我们的是，神告诉我们说，每一个基督徒呢，我们的心已这件事情已经发生了。
My old man died with Christ.
我们的老我跟耶稣基督一同死。
And now I begin a new person in Christ.
现在我是一个新人了。
And Paul says in verse 4, we too might walk in newness of life.
在这边第四节说的，我们一举一动有新生的样式。
Paul also writes in Romans 6:2, how can we who died to sin still live in it?
那罗马书第六章第二节后半段说，我们在罪上死的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？
Now, of course, we know as Christians, we still sin.
那我们知道，基督徒我们仍然犯罪。
But sin is no longer our master.
但是罪已不再是我们不在我们的身上有权势。
The chains of sin that made me a slave have been snapped by Christ's death.
这个罪来捆绑我们的这个锁链，在十字架上，耶稣已经把它击破，已经断了。
And so now, through the power of God, we have the ability to say no to sin and yes to the things of God.
现在借着神所给我们的能力，我们可以对罪说不，对罪可以来远离罪，来跟神说。我们愿意是的，我们愿意来跟随你。
And we know it's hard in this world.
在这个世界是不容易的事。
We fight the temptation of Satan.
我们因为撒旦在这个地上设立了很多的诡计，很多的吸引我们的地方。
Our own sin.
我们自己的罪。
Our own lust for the things of the world.
我们对这个世界很多事情我们的渴望。
But God can help us say no to those things and yes to Him.
但是神可以帮助我们对这些事情说不，但是对神说是。
So Paul goes on to write in Romans 6:11, you must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus.
所以罗马书第六章十一节，保罗继续说，这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
And the question you might be asking is, well, how do we do this? How do we do this?
你可能问自己一个问题是，那我怎么做呢？
Well, Paul goes on to say in Romans 6:12, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions.Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness.
第六章十二十三节说，所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，乃要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
And so one way I think about it is thinking about the members of my body.
所以 我在想的是我的身体当作一个器皿。
I think, okay, I want to use my mouth for God's glory.
我希望用我的嘴能够成就神的荣耀。
Lord, you don't want me to gossip about others.
所以神啊，你再不希望我去对别人打小报告。
But you want me to use my mouth to build up others, encourage others.
但是你希望用我的嘴能够来建造其他人，来鼓励其他人。
Maybe I present my hands to God. I present my members of my hands to God.
我可能是把我的手成为一个器具来献给神。
Yeah, I won't use my hands to be lazy.
那所以我的手我就不会那个闲懒不做事。
But I'm going to use my hands.To go visit somebody who's sick in the hospital.
我可能用我的手，我到一个医院里面去看有一个生病的人。
Then I'll bring them a card.
我带给他们一个 card.
Maybe a card.
Okay. 带给他们一张慰问卡。
Maybe I'll sneak in chocolate to the hospital room.
我可能会偷带一个巧克力进去。
But I want to use my members for God.
我希望我用我肢体，我的成为器具来给神。
Now, ultimately, what God is saying, I want to use my thought life for God. My thought life.
Okay, so, 其实就是我们希望用我们的思想整个来献给神。
So even the way I think, I want to think like Christ.
其实是我的想法里面，我需要像耶稣一样这样子来思想。
And Paul says this in the book of Colossians.
所以保罗在哥罗西书也这么说。
If then you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
So Paul says, set your mind on the things of God.
所以保罗说，你们要思念上面的事。
So what else does this look like?
所以这个看起来像什么呢？
Paul says in Colossians 3 verse 5, put to death therefore what is earthly in you. Here are some examples: sexual morality, impurity, passion, evil desire, covetousness.Which is idolatry. In these two you once walked when you were living in them, but now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth.
所以哥罗西书第三章，回去一下 ，Jamie 可不可以回去一下？好，所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪。贪婪就像拜偶像一样，因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。但当你们在这些事上活着的时候，也曾这样行过。但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语。
Put on and do these things.
所以我们要做这些事情。
Don't do this. Do the next thing I'm going to say.
所以刚刚所说的这些事情不要做，再来说的事情是我们要做的。
Verse 12, put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience.Bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against one another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive.
所以要做的是十二十三节这里说的。所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此的饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
All right, so it's thinking about taking off clothes. I want to take off.The sinful clothes I used to wear every day.
所以就好像在脱衣服一样，我们要把这些有罪的思想、这些罪的意念，我们要像脱衣服一样把它脱掉。
And I want to put on the things of Christ.
那我们要穿上，就像耶稣一样的一个新衣。
And these are great examples that God gives us.
所以这些是一个神已经给我们一些很好的一些例子。
And so God expects us to live the resurrected life.
所以神期待我们过一个。复活有复活生命样子的生活。
And God is always with us.
神一直与我们同在。
We have His Holy Spirit in us.
我们已经有圣灵在我们心里。
He's going to help us do these things.
他会帮助我们来做这些事。
And we're going to sin.
我们还是会犯罪。
But what is our heart attitude?
但是我们的心的态度是什么？
God, that does not define a resurrected person.
我们当我们犯罪的时候，我们所犯的罪，这并不是与我们所蒙的、所得到的这个复活的生命相称。
God, please forgive me for my sin.
主啊，真的求你帮助我。
God, please forgive me for gossiping.
求你赦免我，我说闲话。
Forgive me for lying.
赦免我，我说谎。
Forgive me for being envious of somebody else.
你赦免我，我可能羡慕别人所有的一些事。
God help me instead of gossiping, pray for that person.
主要让我不但不说闲话，我可以替这些人祷告。
Help me instead of being envious of somebody else, be generous and give my life and things away to others.
那不但不羡慕别人有什么，而是我能够更有一个乐意去把我的把我所有的东西施舍，还有跟别人分享。
And help me tell others about the resurrected Jesus.
那更重要的是让我能够跟别人分享这个复活的基督。
God will help us live a resurrected life.
神会帮助我们过一个带有复活生命的。
Become who you already are.
所以能成为你已经成为的。
And you're not going to make it tomorrow.
你明天你不会明天就完美。
You're not going to arrive the next day.
你不会明天就已经成就一切。
This is a lifelong pursuit.
这是一生的功课。
Sorry if you thought you're going to arrive tomorrow.
所以很抱歉，如果你想你明天就已经可以达到的话，很抱歉。
God will grow us.
但是神会让我们成长。
God will make us more like Jesus.
神会让我们越来越像基督。
And one day.
有一天。
We'll meet Jesus face to face.
我们会跟耶稣基督面对面。
And he will change us to be like him.
他会把我们全然的改变，让我们跟他一样。
So I leave you with one final passage.
所以我给你一个最后一段经文。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
在哥罗西哥林多前书第十五章。
Imagine you're going to meet Jesus in this moment.
想想看，你在这一天这个时候，你要跟耶稣面对面。
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass this saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
哥林多前书第十五章第五十二到五十七节，就在一霎时眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。这必朽坏的总要成为不朽坏的，这必死的总要成为不死的。这必朽坏的既成为不朽坏的，这必死的既成为不死的。那时经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
Are we looking forward to that day?
我们期待这一天吗？
Are we rejoicing?
我们是不是很喜乐的来？
This life is a vapor.
这个世界就像这个云烟一下就过去。
Here today, gone tomorrow.
今天存在，明天就消失了。
And one day we'll be with Christ forever.
但是有一天我们会跟我们的耶稣基督在一起，永远的在一起。
A perfect place.
在一个完美的地方。
With my Savior who loves me.
我们有一个救主，爱我们的救主跟我们在一块。
And we'll be like him.
我们就会跟他一样。
Now as I pray, for those of you who do not know Christ as Savior.
当牧师祷告的时候，如果在座当中有一些你还不认识耶稣基督，还没有接受耶稣基督成你个人的救主，
Would you pray? Would you give your life to the Lord today and say, Yes, I need Jesus as my Savior?
你可不可以在这个同时也祷告，你告诉耶稣说，我需要接受你成为我个人的救主。
I need his sacrificial death for me.
我需要你在你替我你摆上的这个牺牲，你摆上的死亡。
And I want to be with Jesus forever.
我希望能够跟耶稣基督永远在一起。
I want to live the resurrected life now.
我也希望我现在就能够有一个复活的生命。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our great heavenly Father.
我们亲爱的天父。
God, we thank you for Jesus.
我们为了耶稣而向你感谢。
Oh, Christ that took on flesh.
这耶稣他成为肉身。
God, you were Jesus. You were beaten for us.
主啊，耶稣，你为了我们而受刑罚。
You were mocked and spat on.
你受到唾弃。
You were whipped.
你被受到鞭伤。
A crown of thorns got smashed on your head.
你这个荆棘的冠冕戴在你的头上。
The soldiers mocked you.
那些的罗马的兵丁来侮辱你。
God, the people mocked you.
那当时的人民也侮辱你。
The Gentiles hated you.
那些外邦人，他们厌恶你。
The Jews hated you.
犹太人也恨弃你。
Your disciples ran away.
你的门徒都四散。
God, you went alone to the cross.
主啊，你自己 单独一个人上了十字架。
And God the Father, you had to turn your face away from your son.
天父，你必须要转眼不看你的儿子。
Jesus didn't deserve that.
耶稣并不应该要承担这一切。
Gee, I should be on that cross.
我应该要上那个十字架。
But Jesus loved us so much that he gave his life for us.
但是耶稣这么爱我们，他愿意舍掉自己的生命来为了我们的缘故。
His blood purchased my salvation.
他的宝血买赎了我的救恩。
God, most of the world, when Jesus died and came down from the cross, they thought it was over.
当时的世代，当耶稣死在十字架上，这个世代觉得已经结束了。
But God, on the third day, you burst forth from the grave.
主要但是第三天，你从坟墓里面。
Death could not hold you down.
你从坟墓里面复活，死亡没有办法拘禁你。
Heavenly Father, you defeated death.
主天父啊，你战胜死亡。
And Jesus is the one and only eternal Savior.
耶稣基督是唯一而且唯一的一个永恒的救赎。
Only He can bring us to God.
只有耶稣基督可以把我们带到神的面前。
God, no other leader can bring us to a holy God.
对，没有其他的任何的领袖可以把我们带到你面前。
But Jesus can because He took away our sin.
唯有耶稣，因为他赦免了我，他让罪，他替我们付了罪的代价。
And He's not in the grave anymore.
他不在这坟墓里面。
He is alive at your right hand.
他已经复活了，在你的右边。
And God, you will help us live the resurrected life.
主啊，你会帮助我们能够过一个复活的生命。
And you will come back one day again.
有一天你还会再回来。
To bring us together to your place for eternity.
把我们带到你的面前，带到永恒当中。
God, I just ask that if anybody in here does not know you as Savior and Lord.
主啊，我在你面前祷告，我们当中有一些还没有认识你，是那位救主的。
That they would say, "Yes, I need Jesus."
他们会说是的，我需要耶稣基督。
The Savior who loved me.
这位爱我的救主。
Who died in my place.
他为了我而死。
And has given me life.
赐给我新的生命。
I pray that those you're moving to yourself today, God, would call upon your name for salvation.
主，我盼望我的祷告是这些能够来到你的面前来向你呼求，能够成为。你的儿女能够接受这个救恩。
And God, for us who are Christians,
我们当中的基督徒，
God, help us become who we already are.
就帮助我们能够成为我们已经成为的。
We are resurrected people.
我们已经复活。
Help us live like that.
帮助我们能够活一个生命，就像有复活生命的人。
It's in Christ's name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.